Hey Raider Nation, I'm Melanie, and this is my rookie season with football's fabulous females. I wanted to become a part of the Raiderettes because they're so iconic. If you're going to be a professional dancer, you want to be a Raiderette. Being a part of the Raider Nation is amazing, and being a part of this organization is the biggest honor, and it's been a goal of mine for a long time. The swimsuit shoot this year was so much fun. I felt like a movie star getting all dolled up for the shoot. Make sure you go out and buy your copy. My hero is my mom. Recently, she went through brain surgery to remove a tumor. Seeing her be so brave and kind and loving to us throughout the whole process was really amazing. During that process, she went from somebody who I love and admire to a hero who I aspire to be like when I grow up. Raider Nation, I'm Melanie, and I'll see you on game day.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. You know that the Raiders take pride in what they do within the community. Let's check in with our own Jeanette Thompson to see what the Raiders have been up to during their downtime.
Thanks, JT. The Raiders stepped away from the field and went into the community to give some of their time to the people of the Bay Area.
Ready?
Bryce Butler, Latavius Murray, and Matt McCants headed to Richmond for a Gatorade training camp hosted by Kennedy High School for the students of Coronado Elementary. With the help from Kennedy High's football team, the Raiders organized drills for the kids and preached about the importance of exercise and staying active.
Playing 60 minutes every day is very important.
Just coming out here to show love to the kids, man. Just give them something to do. Go out here and run a couple drills with the kids and just show them a good time.
They're going to be super tired by the time they leave. I'm going to make sure they play all 60 minutes.
It's always a good thing if you can come out here and you know, give back, you know, have fun with the kids, you know, run around with them, do some drills, give them that enjoyment. Just make their day.
Usama Young and Sheldon Johnson visited Amador Valley High School in Pleasanton to recognize the football team for showing tremendous resiliency and determination in their homecoming game victory. Qualities instilled in them by Coach Rick Sera.
The thing that excites me most with these guys is they're great kids on the field and off the field. And we've had some great senior leadership. Very impressed with that. And really that's taken us to the successes that we've had, is that senior leadership.
The Oakland Raiders named Coach Sera as the NFL High School Coach of the Week, presented by the California National Guard, and awarded the football program with a $2,000 donation.
He reminded me of some of my past coaches. I've had probably four or five coaches that really, really did make a major impression on me coming up. And you could tell he wants to win. The kids want to win. And if he continues to work on that philosophy, you know, with the kids, I think they'll be great.
That wraps it up for this week. Back to you, JT.
Thanks, Jeanette. And thanks to you for joining us this week on the Raiders Report. Next week, we'll break down the Houston Texans. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.